So much has been said about the city handing out these $500 checks or something like that to 5,000 people. People signed up this week, 90,000 folks in the first 48 hours. So we reached out to Sarah Moran. She is the country director in the United States for something called Give Directly. They are administering this program. We visited with her just before the show, and I asked her what she does.
So Give Directly is a nonprofit organization that has specialized in administering cash programs around the world, and we've been doing direct cash for about a decade. We have recently started doing additional work and more work in the United States. After COVID-19, we launched a $200 million direct cash program domestically to support low-income families who had been impacted by the pandemic. And so when we saw the Chicago opportunity and we learned about Mayor Lightfoot's pilot, we were really, really excited to try and support it, leveraging, you know, our decade plus of administering these types of programs and bringing that to the city of Chicago.
I don't know that this matters, but is this COVID relief or is this basic universal income that the city is engaged in?
It does matter. This is part of the American Rescue Plan Act, so it is related to COVID relief. The city of Chicago made the sort of innovative decision to leverage some of the ARPA funds that it had secured to test a guaranteed income for low-income Chicagoans. And so it's different than universal basic income. Universal basic income is payments made to everyone regularly without any regard to someone's economic status. And guaranteed income is a bit more targeted towards low-income households in this case, and is usually not sufficient to meet basic needs. It's just intended to be enough to support people and build their economic stability.
How does the city pick the winners, if you will, and how do those people get their money?
Great question. So GiveDirectly's role in this pilot is to actually help the city pick the people who will be enrolled. And so what we've been asked to do and what we have done as of Monday is we've launched a public application that anyone in the city of Chicago who thinks they're eligible can fill out online. What that will allow us to do is evaluate the people who I believe that they are eligible. And again, eligibility for this pilot is based on four things: your age and identity. So you have to be a person and you have to be over the age of 18. Your residence in the city of Chicago. You need to be living in a household where your household income is at or below 250% of the federal poverty line. And you have to have had some negative impact from COVID-19, which we know the vast majority of people in the country, and particularly low-income people, have had.
Yeah.
So what GiveDirectly is doing is we are building this application that will be accessible to anyone, again, who thinks they're eligible. People will provide us information that will help us determine their eligibility. And then we were working with a research team who will help us randomly select 5,000 households who will then be invited to participate in the pilot. And then GiveDirectly is also going to be supporting the actual payments to folks. So the city is working with us as the nonprofit administrator,
right?
Because we actually have expertise in building applications, identifying and verifying people's eligibility, and then getting money out the door.
Will money appear in my bank account automatically then? Will I get a check in the mail? How does that happen?
We're offering two choices for people who are selected to participate in the pilot. You can either link your bank account, in which case, yep, you will get $500 in your bank account every month at the same time. Or if you don't have a bank account, or if you prefer something different, we will be providing prepaid reloadable debit cards to participants in the pilot.
What do you say to the people who criticize the concept generally, that this is a disincentive for people? I guess that's, you know, more about universal basic income, but there are plenty of people who see this sort of handout as not a good thing.
No, I understand that instinct. I think what GiveDirectly has seen in a decade of this work is the data does not back that up. And so there have been numerous robust studies, including randomized controlled trials that GiveDirectly has run, that do not show any work disincentive. And so I think people kind of look and say, okay, well, if you're getting $500 a month, doesn't that mean you work less? And actually what it usually means is that people are able to choose work that's more dignified, They're actually able to smooth their expenditures so that they can get childcare and take a day off sick from work rather than needing to make a choice between going to work and when their kids are sick, going to work and leaving their kids at home, or taking a day off and not being able to get salary, get any income for that day.
Right.
So what we've normally seen is that this money is not sufficient to make people say, oh no, I need to stay home. It's actually enough to help them to make better choices and decisions for their families.
And can you quantify that? I mean, has that happened in cities in America? Some of my listeners first pointed out to me how they tried it in Finland over a couple of years. It, however popular, was discontinued after a couple of years because of some discontent with it. They said it didn't necessarily increase employment. It made people a little happier, but it didn't move the needle in a measurable way. So where has this actually done the things you're saying?
Well, it's actually a great question. I think one of the things that is exciting about this pilot is we are evaluating it. And we're evaluating it with a gold standard method, which is a randomized control trial. So I think one of the reasons the city is excited about this opportunity is that we're going to be able to answer that question that your listeners have at scale and in a city that is, I think, representative of a lot of American cities. You know, Chicago is huge. It's got a lot of income inequality. It's got a lot of diversity. And so to kind of use this funding as a way to actually also build the base of evidence that you're talking about, I think domestically in the U.S., there are nearly 100 guaranteed income pilots popping up around the country, and it's still a relatively new idea. And so I think many of them are being robustly evaluated. I think I'm very excited about this pilot because it's one of the largest evaluations in the country. And so I think we'll be able to generate a lot of really important information that will give us more, insight as to how to run these pilots in the future. GiveDirectly is very focused on research. We don't want to promote programs that don't have evidence. And so I think that's one of the reasons we're really excited to partner with the city on this.
I know I have to wrap this conversation up, and I'm not against this program because it may work, but I haven't heard you said that it's a guarantee. It's possible the data will come in a year and will determine that it did not appreciably improve people's lives or enable them to move a rung up on the ladder. And maybe you might respond to this, that doesn't matter. That is, it still was beneficial to people to have extra cash on hand. What's your final comment to all of that?
My final comment is I don't want to presume that this pilot will, or that cash in general is a panacea, but we'll go back to your previous question and say that there is quite robust evidence coming out, including, for example, the Stockton Economic Empowerment Demonstration. It showed pretty strong evidence that mental well-being improved, as well as financial stability and material hardship. And so I do want to say I think there are a lot of data points that are moving in the direction, pointing us in the direction of impact. But we want to evaluate this pilot appropriately and properly before making a recommendation about taking this to scale in a place like Chicago or any other city.
That's Sarah Moran. She visited with us before the show, the country director in the United States for GiveDirectly. GiveDirectly.org is their website. They're the organization administering this program that Chicago has schemed up. And her point about data points and that in other cities it has proved to be efficacious is interesting, but it also is a little vague to me. If it improves people's mental health, hey, if you gave me $500, that'd improve my mental health too. So what's the point of that? But yet, I don't mean to minimize it either. I'll put it this way. I'm open to it. It's $12 million. Chicago has $12 million. Chicago also doesn't have $12 million. But the point is, relative to our budget, it's not a big deal. And somehow or another, it came from the federal government. So I don't mind us spending it. I know the flaw in all of that. But the point is, let's just give this thing a try and then see what happens. Well, that's what they're going to do.